Carm Capriotto here. Glad to have you by with Remarkable Results Radio's podcast episode 429. Welcome to the second part of the Family Succession series. Now, in the first part of this series, we talked to three future female shop owners. And in this episode, we hear from their parents in their daughter's succession plan. Here's a taste.
You know, as she's going through these different gates, different topics, whether it's employee conflict resolution, vendor issues, procedural stuff, just input on image and branding, and you know, you give her an opportunity to weigh in on these different things, and you get a sense of confidence that she's looking at things the right way.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Carm Capriotto here with Remarkable Results Radio and a transparent and intimate reveal from three shop owner parents all about succession within their families. Hey, Remarkable Results Radio is proud to partner with Napa Auto Care in the upcoming 2020 Napa Expo. Join Napa in Las Vegas, April 6th through 9th, 2020. Now write that down to discover the latest innovations in the auto care industry. Enrollment is going on right now, April 6th through 9th, 2020. Get it done. Contact your Napa store to learn more. Hey, are you new to podcasts? Well, welcome. So glad to have you here and engaged with the Aftermarket's premier podcast, where we talk the business of the aftermarket. For many that I meet while at industry events, they don't know that listening to podcasts is free, on demand, and available anywhere in the world on your smart device, be it your phone or tablet. And don't forget, you get this great content from my website, nicely organized and searchable, and you can listen there too. Hey, find the talking points for this roundtable discussion, links to the previous episodes of my guests and their bios at remarkableresultsradio.com/E429. I'm with Judy Zimmerman-Walter, a second-generation owner of Zimmerman's Automotive, Jim Paiva, owner of Elite Auto Repair, and Jeff Matt, owner of Victory Auto Service and Glass. They are the proud parents of Jackie Hauer, Carly Paiva, and Lauren Anderson, and they were in the Family Succession Part 1 podcast episode 401. It behooves you to go back and listen to that, too. Hey, the parents share a lot of great stuff in their succession program. You know, for example, Judy allows mistakes to happen while giving Jackie new responsibilities. She helps observe and supports her daughter by challenging her to new duties. Jim Paiva says he has a 10-year process of succession ahead of him. Part of his process is to get feedback from staff and observe his daughter Carly's decision-making process. Jeff lets his daughter Lauren learn as she goes because succession, as he says, doesn't happen overnight. He lets his daughter earn her respect and pick her battles. Hey, great insights brewing for you in this episode as you hear what these parents expect when their daughters take the helm of their companies. Hey, a warm welcome to, oh my God, look at this, a Family Succession Planning Part 2. And this is the bookend to the Family Succession Planning Part 1, our future female shop owners that we had on, and now we have the parents. And I think this is so fascinating to do this. With me is Judy Zimmerman from Zimmerman's Automotive. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Carm. How are you?
I'm great. A great veteran of the show and a good friend. I think I've known you now for four plus years or something like that.
Pretty much like that, yes.
Thank you. Great, great, great. Jeff Matt is here from Victory Auto Service, Minneapolis and Points South.
How are you doing?
I'm great, Jeff. Judy, your daughter Jackie Hauer was on, and Jeff, your daughter Lauren Anderson was on in episode 401. And I'm going to mention that a few times because I'm going to want the listener to say, hey, this was really a cool episode. Now let me go listen to what the daughters had to say. We'll connect 401 to this one. We will get a great cross-section. Jim Paiva is here from Elite Auto Repair. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Carm. How are you?
I'm terrific, man. And your daughter, Carly, was with us in episode 401. So let's get right into it. Judy, is it tough for a parent to let go?
Yes, it is hard to let go. However, I had a very good example in my father letting go for me because I'm second generation and Jackie's third.
Did your dad have that inherent thing, I can do it, no one else can?
Of course he did.
Yeah, I get that part.
But I think time and some life events made it easier for him to let go perhaps than other times. My mother was very ill and dying, and he kind of counted on some of us that were behind him to run it because he was tied up with other things.
Thank God for that. Is he from that silent generation?
I wouldn't say he's silent ever. In fact, he was known as Stormin Norman because when he didn't do things his way, he left you know. But he always was very gracious. He reserved the right to talk about it later, armchair quarterback, not in front of the crowd that I was perhaps dealing with, but he would do it later.
Well, that's kind of cool.
And that was always good because then he could use constructive criticism without embarrassing me.
Has that carried over with you and Jackie?
Yes, it has. It's actually a trait as well that Jackie's father, Jeff, who is in business with me, puts there as well, is that we do that with all of our staff. Is like this: we may not like the way you're doing something, but unless if you're not killing somebody or hurting somebody drastically, we're going to let you go and come back later and we'll talk about it.
Thanks for that. Jeff, the same question about letting go.
I don't know that it's been so difficult. We're kind of both learning as we're going. I feel like any succession's quite a ways down the road anyways, but you know, Lauren's come in and just taken different tasks and own them. And she started out service writing, so she could learn that side of the business first. As far as letting go, no, I think just projects. She's gotten projects that she's done and done really well and given me some valuable feedback. So I don't think it's been difficult at all. We're just kind of both learning as we go.
I think it's important to point out that the girls from episode 401, your daughters, are millennials, I believe.
Yeah.
As you just said so eloquently, Jeff, it's down the road sometime here. We're not, this thing isn't going to be succession overnight. And that's what I find fascinating about this interview is you've identified to a certain point. We've kind of, if you will, thrown the holy oil on each of these girls and said it's going to happen. And it's not like, oh my God, we've heard stories about Dad got ill. I was in junior high, didn't know what to do. And at 21, after he passed, now I'm in charge of a business I know nothing about. What's great about this episode and what's great about to hear your stories is that you guys have time to make this happen. Jim, am I speaking the right language here?
Yes, I'm looking at least 10 years down the road. So we have plenty of time to get Carly on board and get her trained in every aspect of the business. So it's going very well, and I'm not in a rush, and neither is she. So it works out pretty well.
So that pops an idea in my head, if you're not in a rush. So in year 9, you say, oh, we didn't do a thing.
Well, we're already beyond that. So, if I can go back 2 years ago, Carly didn't know a whole lot about cars. And now hearing her talk and interact with customers is amazing. She has jumped in leaps and bounds. And I'm not really concerned in year 9 how she's going to be. I'm actually looking forward, without rushing my life, looking forward to what she's going to become in this business, because I really think she's come a long way in the last couple of years.
I just so like what you said. I mean, you did talk about the car factor and how important that is, but what she can become goes beyond cars, and it gets into the leadership piece too, which you guys know I'm really big on that in business culture. And, you know, it's the podcast, the business side of the industry that we talk about. And it's not about the girls learning cars, although they need to know it. It's your business. They need to know so many other things. So, team, how do you know that your child is going to be ready? Is there any kind of barometer that you've decided to say, I continue to watch this and I see this stuff happen, and yeah, we've got a 10-year plan. However, I can continue to give them more responsibility when I see this. Now, I know that's a really big question and a comment, but I think if we can get what's inside your minds as you see the progression, I think it'll help the industry. Judy?
I picked some of the issues that are really hard for me today, buying the insurance for the company. We have 29 employees, so I have a lot of HR insurance I need to buy, as well as the liability insurance, and it's a study. And so I've taken her on with me. I don't expect her to do that without my input for several more years at least, because it's just so intricate, and it's expensive, there's just so many things to it that you can't just take anybody coming in the door.
You're really saying, as you observe the interaction between Jackie and the process and the agent and the numbers and the decision, there's one more thing you could check off the list, because it's not just about buying insurance, it's how she handled it and how she managed it. Jeff, how about you? What's your observations?
Well, as I look at different tasks that she's given and responsibilities that she's given and how she manages those, you know, I feel like you kind of go through gates. You know, she's going through these different gates, different topics, whether it's employee conflict resolution, vendor issues, procedural stuff, just input on image and branding. And, you know, you give her an opportunity to weigh in on these different things and you get a sense of confidence that she's looking at things the right way. How she just makes a decision, how she looks at the different factors. I love to hear feedback from the other staff, their level of respect that they have for her. And I want to mention, I don't know all the other families, that Lauren's not an only child. Her older brother actually is a manager in the company as well, which for our families really makes the conversation even a little more interesting because he was the first one in the company. He's 2.5 years older than her. And most had probably figured he was going to be the one that would follow in dad's footsteps. And Lauren came along later and is more gifted administratively than he is. And so we've had a lot of interesting conversations around all this. It's been a great process for our family. But so she's passing tests as she goes. And we don't think necessarily about business succession, but if something were to happen to dad, and you know, we've talked about it internally in the family, we've talked about it in the company, that Lauren would become the president of the company and Jordan would have a very distinct role and they would become partners and on. So I'm curious, not to steer the subject, but I'm curious of the other families if they have siblings.
I have a son who's going to college right now. He goes to Nichols College in Dudley, Mass. And he's toying with the idea. He's doing marketing and he's trying to find his little niche. I'm hoping that someday that it'll be a niche that maybe we're weak in or weaker in. So he's doing marketing right now in Brandon. And who knows, when he graduates, whether he's more than welcome to come and join us, or he's welcome as well to go out and do his own thing. I have a daughter who's a hairdresser, so she has her career. So it's either Carly, well, definitely Carly, and maybe my son Sam, but I don't know. It's yet to be determined with Sam.
In our family situation, first of all, when I succeeded, my father retired, there's 5 children. I'm one of 4 daughters, and there's a son that's the oldest. My brother is just not a business owner. He didn't want it. He didn't need it. And it made him crazy trying to do it. He tried. Then I have 2 sisters younger than I that are both, the one's a physician, the other one is an occupational therapist. And then I have a sister just older than me that works accounting for a really large firm. Doesn't really want a career, she wants a job. As far as my children, I have a son that's the youngest, and he's a year younger than Jackie. He actually works for a large corporation in a neighboring state, and he does leadership development. And forensic accounting is what that company does, but he's mostly in the leadership development. And then I have a daughter that's in the midst of raising twin daughters. And so that's just, she's tough. And she was in retail though before she had her children. So, and probably the only one that might have some interest is Jeremy, who's our son, but he has done some consulting and helping us with a leadership team for the future. But he lives about an hour and a half to 2 hours away. And I don't see that changing at this point.
Would he be welcome?
Yes, he would. But he would have to work with his sister and I would have Jackie, and I would have to make sure that the two of them could work together. To make it really honestly, Jackie and I did not get along when she was growing up. She was probably too much like me, probably, if I have to be really honest.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
She said the same thing about you.
we have kind of come to terms with that and realized that.
What's so interesting here, I have to tell you, because I'm having deja vu with the girls and what you guys are saying. Jeff, Lauren, of course, talked about her brother. Talked about very transparent. So did Jackie, was very transparent about everything. So I love that fact. I mean, it's kudos to you for raising your kids to be this honest and not worry about if they say something that's the truth, that they should never be knocked out of the box for that. So defining the role that they were going to play, like you said, Jeff, you basically said, hey, listen, brother knows if something happens to me, this is what's going to happen. In Carly's case, Jim, as you're working on a plan, Carly's your best and smartest and only choice right now. But if your son got involved someday down the road, it would be your responsibility. I guess the point we're trying to get through to the audience and our listener is that picking the role and defining the role once you're happy, you and the wife are happy about it, is the most critical thing. If not, I think you have chaos.
You got to be coached. I believe you got to have guidance along the way. We've been in business 21 years. And I have a business coach, which I'm very grateful for. And you continuously need guidance. You fall off the track here and there, you jump back on. I mean, it's a constant adjustment and has been for 21 years. You got to stay in the game.
Judy, do you see Jackie having any issues with gender? She's a female, and she's going to be a successful business person. Did you ever have any issues getting through the industry?
Well, I started in the industry in 75, so okay, I told you my age now. But anyway, I had a lot of issues. Being told, just go to your office and be quiet because you don't know what you're talking about, or go sit behind your desk, be quiet. And probably some of that even came from my uncles in past years, but I think... I once went to a Goodyear seminar, and because we were a Goodyear dealer at the in 86, we became a Goodyear non-SIG dealer. That doesn't even exist anymore. But I talked to this one trainer, and I said to her, what do you do? And somebody walks in and says, I want to talk to a man, because it happens all the time. And it still happens today, but that's beside the point. But she said to me, you need to turn around and look at yourself. Look at yourself. How do you present yourself? Do you know your facts? Are you sure of them? And do you present yourself confidently, like you do know what you're talking about? And that was an eye-opener like no tomorrow. And I have used that in a lot of things with some of the girls I mentor, as well as with Jackie a lot. It's like, it's all about you, how you present. It's back on me. It's not all about me, but it's back on me, how I present myself to others. And I use that even with the guys, and especially at a Quick Lube, where you present a lot to customers and you tell them, this is what you need, and this is why I think this would be good for your vehicle, or this is what your vehicle needs. But it's, if you're just going around, nobody's going to buy anything. But if you're confident, got your facts straight, and you sell the value, it's amazing. And you have to sell the value in yourself. Mm-hmm. Hey, I've been, as good. Far as female, if it happened, it's happened to me probably. It's just the way it is. And I refuse to get bitter. And I'm not going to male bash, because that doesn't get anybody anywhere.
Did Jackie ever sit down with you and say, Mom, I'm getting torn apart by some of the guys, or when I'm in the industry, no one respects me? Has that ever happened?
It probably did at the beginning. It's not so much anymore. When she first came back to work for us from her first 2 years of college, she worked in the Quick Lube at a different location that we owned at the time. I think she had to really fight for respect there, but she was the boss's daughter coming in, and that's tough. Boss's kid coming in is tough no matter what. You don't get respect automatically. You have to earn it.
I was an SOB, everyone. Son of boss.
Are you still?
I think every once in a while people may say that.
Oh, well.
The gender issue, Jeff, has Lauren ever come to you and said, hey, Dad?
Absolutely. I think being a female obviously adds a little extra element to it, but being the boss's child is probably a bigger torch for her to bear. Comments are made, and she has to decide on any given day whether she responds or doesn't respond, and how to follow up with stuff like that. But I think she's come to realize that this is what she's supposed to be doing. She's called to be a leader. She's got a lot of gifts and talents that she's developing. And part of that process is, deciding, as Judy so well said, that, you got to kind of pick your battles. You got to be confident. Life isn't always easy. You have to sort through those sticky situations, figure out how you want to communicate, what the right words are to say. As you do that more and more, I think you just build confidence. And I think that's where Lauren's at. She's sorting her way through there, and I think she's doing pretty good.
Jim, is your business coach helping with the gender gap, if there is one at all, with Carly?
I'm not. Judy or Jeff both have multiple locations and a bunch of employees. We're a pretty small place. We only have 10 total. I think the expectation when she first started was like she was supposed to know stuff, which she didn't. I think when you talk about having a tough time, that was probably the the most challenging part is learning quickly. And she did a good job doing it. So, I mean, she gets along with everybody here so well, and everybody gets along with her. And we got a really good culture here. So everybody embraces her. But initially, I believe that, you know, there was a certain amount of expectation that she was supposed to have just because of us, who we were.
That's called genetics. Wait a minute, it's in the DNA. You are a stick off the old whatever, and you're supposed to know all this stuff. What do you mean you don't know? What do you mean you don't act
exactly
like your dad? Hey, it's Carm, and I'm back to talk Napa Auto Care and auto tech training. Now, as a repair shop owner, you know technical training is essential in the ever-changing world of automotive technology. Or as one auto care owner put it, train or you'll phase yourself right out of business. Thanks to Napa Auto Tech, technicians can keep their skills sharp and their Napa know-how up to date by attending hands-on classroom-style training for almost every vehicle make and model. You can choose from classes in diagnostics, heating and cooling, electrical electronics, brake systems, ignition and fuel systems, plus a whole lot more. Napa Auto Tech is the highest quality training the industry has to offer, and it's presented by experienced instructors who are ASE Master Certified Technicians. Now, some have owned their own shops, and they all have a detailed automotive background. The trainers consistently receive excellent ratings from the technicians who attend. Even after the class is over, techs can access course information online with ClassPass. So when questions come up later, they can use ClassPass to get the answers 24/7 from any computer with an internet connection. Now, what's more, Napa Auto Tech has been accredited by ASE's Continuing Automotive Service Education Program, reviewed against industry standards, and approved by peers. Don't just take my word for it. Auto Care Center owners who have taken advantage of Auto Tech training say that well-trained technicians are helping to increase their shop's repair capability and raise bay productivity. Now, that results in fewer comebacks, more satisfied shop customers, and reduced technician turnover. It's hard to beat that. Your servicing Napa store can tell you even more about the benefits of Auto Tech training, plus the many other reasons to become part of the Napa family with over 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers from coast to coast, making it the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country. You know, someone mentioned mentoring earlier. Judy, you said you had a mentor, and you're also mentoring people in the Women's Auto Care Council. Mm-hmm. Women in Auto Care. Fabulous organization, by the way, and I think that may be when I first met you a long, long time ago. What a great organization. Jackie, I believe, said that she has a mentor, and she gave a lot of credit, and I think it's Jill Trotta from RepairPal, if I'm right. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
How cool
yes.
is that to be able to join them organizations and get that and be able to pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm struggling with this, or this just happened. I'm not sure. I don't want to go to mom. I don't want to go to dad. And having that other set of ears, or that other bit of wisdom, is so important. So coaching and mentoring, I think what an opportunity, since you've got timelines in front of you that are, you know, that aren't like tomorrow. They're out there. Give me some ideas of what plans you have for your daughters to move into a stronger, better, smarter leadership role. And it encompasses everything in my mind. It encompasses financing and margin and again, leadership and people development. What do you guys got planned?
Well, in my case, right now we have Carly attending the Institute Service Advisor Academy. It's a year-long process. And they work with the numbers and the profit margins, and they're constantly on her about, you know, that type of stuff. What I plan to do with Carly, she's already worked with her mother extensively doing filing and doing administrative stuff. And now she's in the front desk and going to service advisor school. But I think for the future for her is to get her really trained as far as being a service advisor goes, and get all the mechanicals behind her, and then start having her go to leadership classes. Even though she does here and there, she does still go to different leadership classes, and she usually comes with me to the SMART group meetings, which we go in depth in the financials of it. But right now, I just wanted to know the nuts and bolts of the business, and then later on, she can take the leadership classes and get more educated on how it all comes together.
Jim, are you doing any just-in-time coaching with Carly. You know, you observe something that went on, and you know you don't want to jump in and micromanage and you know and say I would have done it like this. But as I think Judy or Jeff may have said earlier, when you find the appropriate time, you know, you sit down behind closed doors. You doing any of that?
We do that quite a bit. I pay attention to what's happening up front, and you know how maybe we could have, you know, done something different. She's young, so you gotta. Sometimes you gotta go with like you're walking on glass over there because she almost takes it as you're criticizing her sometimes. And then she shuts down, and then nobody wins there. Nobody's winning. So
does she realize though tomorrow that every once in a while you realize that. You acted way younger than the age that you're at, and that's not indicative of me. Does she ever come to you and say, hey, Dad, sorry I was?
She's the type that she'll lock up on you initially and then think about it, and then later on we'll have a much better and more productive conversation. I mean, we don't do any yelling or any of that. That doesn't happen. But it's just, you know, some things that's been said on the phone or that I said, geez, you know, maybe we should have said it this way. Well, hey, you know, what do you want from me? I get one of those things. And you know, I mean, that's part of the generation. I think that's part of she's trying so hard, and then she's very hard on herself. So when, you know, something doesn't go right, she takes it personal.
Yeah, a major learning curve here. We've all been through that, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Every one of us. Very good. That's an honest answer.
I don't like to be told what to do. but you know, sometimes you gotta look at it and analyze it. Does it make sense? If it makes sense, then it makes sense.
Any concrete plans, Jeff?
Yeah, she's been traveling with me now for I think probably 2 or 3 years to my peer group. So she gets to meet with the other shop owners 3-4 times a year. We discuss, of course, all the current events, all the issues that we're facing. And so she's right in the middle of that. She participates. She has a good perspective on that. She's doing our financial forecasting. She's entering in for our peer group, our expenses and in the right categories and all that. So she's getting a lot of great experience. I think it's just going to be more and more of that and continue to work on projects. And she knows all of our numbers. She's not having a direct impact on our numbers. She's been spending more time on image and branding and helping us with getting our website updated. And we're going through some CRM company change. And so she's just getting more real life, great experience and just being around other shop owners, you know, is invaluable. The time that we spend together to discuss things, her perspective has just been great. And she just keeps growing. So not a whole lot to steer when she's, you know, side by side every day working and developing. So it's exciting.
Good for you. Now, Judy, I happen to know that Jackie went to Northwood.
Yes, she did.
You talk about a development program.
She did. I purposely, although I don't think I told her that at first, stayed back from several things that she went to in Women in Auto Care. I got busy and it became easy to just use that as an excuse. When I purposely stayed back, made her go that first time by herself, she met someone from Northwood, told her about the program, and she said she came back and wanted to do it. And so we looked at it, what it was, what all it was, and it was right down the line of what she enjoyed, what she wanted to do. And so she did. She finished. It was a really tough time because married mom of 2 boys, working full-time and going to school. It was amazing. Her husband should get kudos for everything he picked up with. And my husband, Jeff, and I picked up some of the slack too. Had the boys probably a little more often than most grandparents do, but that's okay. It things happen and you see an end goal. And so you work for it and you work with it. We do a lot of community events and she's taken them way beyond everything that I did. In fact, we were just discussing the other day, I was talking about what she does that I don't do anymore. One of them is the community events. They're completely her baby. She gets some of our staff to go with her, help her, but it's her baby. And it's if you see an event at Zimmerman's, it's because Jackie planned it, not Judy. Especially our 60th anniversary, it was big, and she did that.
That was last year, right?
Yes, it was. It was this last summer.
I followed that a little bit on social media. It was excellent. Now, Jackie did Northwood Online, right?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. It's an undertaking, and she did it. She could be very proud of what she did. And she also got scholarships, some from the Women in Auto Care. So that was just a really nice, helpful piece there in many ways, too.
Was that a four-year degree that she got?
She already had 2 years of a degree. She had taken at local Penn State Harrisburg. She went for 1 year, and then she went away further away to school for her second year, taking business. But we were opening a quick lube and a car wash about 20 miles from where we are now. We needed some help, and she just jumped at an offer, one of those things that you're sitting here eating dinner over college break. Hey, what if you had did this? And she said, can I please? Okay, let's think about this. And she was ready to be done with school. I don't think she could see an end goal. Now, when she went to Northward, she could see an end goal. She could see where she was headed and what she was going to use it for. And that made all the difference. So she finished the last 2 years online.
So what would be, Jeff, some of the most important elements in a relationship with your daughter and a succession plan? And I think at the top of my mind is one of them would be communication. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah, communication is so important in life. It's critical in your business, especially if you're going to be the leader. So Lauren plays a key role in our company meetings and understanding the expression of our expectations, policy changes, whatever that might be. Strangely enough, she has a communications degree, so it worked out really well. Very important, communication, and among other things. I mean, there's a lot of different topics, but that's the thing that I focus with. I think just sharing some notes with you before the meeting was, the high level understanding of your key priorities as a business owner, and communication is so important. Conflict resolution, vendor issues, all that kind of stuff. And I'm dragging her in and pulling her in. It's like, I want you to understand this. I want you to see this. And my son as well. I mean, it's spend all the time talking about her, but he's just as involved in this process as she is. They'll have different roles if something were to ever happen or change, but I want them both to know and understand, the challenges of being in business. It's not always easy. Oftentimes it's very, very tough, and you feel like you're alone and you've got issues to deal with and sometimes no solution. And so it's great to get their input. It's great for, to them to weigh in on how they would solve some of these problems before we have to actually decide. It's been a great process. I mean, I'm sure these others, Judy and Jim, would agree. It's such a fun process to have your kids involved in something that you're so passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it huge what he said, being alone? It's sometimes really lonely at the top. Not a lot of people think about it. And then, here you are alone getting ready to handle a conflict resolution. And I've got my daughter in the wings. I know that I don't want to miss this opportunity for them to be the fly on the wall.
Right.
Because, they're going to learn right or wrong what I did or what I didn't do and how I fixed this thing. And, you'd almost want them to be conditioned, if you will, so that someday in the future they may never make the right decision, but they could pull on the experiences that you provided them because you asked them to come inside.
Right.
Yeah, Carly goes to all the events with me. Just get her exposed to everything. It's great to have somebody by your side. I really wouldn't want it any different.
So the whole finance side of the business, Jeff, you were talking about how Carly is working hard on that. Judy, have you exposed Jackie to finance?
Yes, she actually does all of our dailies and all of our, she oversees the banking, and she also the entry of everything into our accounting system. And then I am working with her as well as with an outside consultant as to the different elements of a P&L and what's important and why this is an expense and this is a cost of goods, those kind of things. And we're working on those things right now.
Man, how important this is. I know there's a couple of different lines of how people look at financials, where they put the labor up in the cost of goods or they put it down in the expense category. And a couple of different schools of thought out there. I know that for sure. Have you ever given your daughter any credit for implementing any new exciting things in the company?
Lauren has implemented one great thing that she did of many was the idea that we needed to show some more appreciation to our employees. And she literally facilitated this whole employee appreciation day where they showed up in the morning at every location simultaneously. There was a big box there that they opened up as a group. Balloons came out. There was candy and gift cards. And just, it was amazing. And then she scheduled a fancy lunch to come out, not just pizza or whatever. It was a fancy lunch for every location in two states, six locations, and facilitated a massage therapist to come out at each location and do chair massages for everybody. She coordinated the whole thing. It was her idea. And just one example of something that her dad wouldn't have came up with in his wildest dreams. And it was a huge hit. And of course, the challenge that you have as an organization when you do something so amazing like that is you seem like you have to top it the next year or find another fun event. But I like the challenge. So absolutely, she's initiated a lot of great things that she gets all the credit for.
Judy, before you and Jim say something, Jeff, I have to ask you a follow-up. So she came into the office and said, "Dad, I got this crazy idea." Did you think it was crazy or did you love it?
I'm like, how are we going to do all this? And she's come to learn that, when you have an idea, come to me with an idea, you better also have a plan to implement it and not have to include me entirely into this process. So she was prepared.
Judy, any great thing Jackie did on her own that she deserves an awful lot of credit, some new stuff?
Some of the events she has planned, and then she has one coming up the end of April, and it was a date she wanted to do it, and she knew I could not be there, so I can't even stand behind her. And it's called Smash and Bash. It is, we're going to have a wrecked car there, but the people, we're going to run the engine until it dies, and she's making people bet money on how long it'll run. And she's also doing some things with where you actually can pay five whatever dollars and smack the thing with a sledgehammer. It's to raise money for the fire company. And Jackie is also a firefighter in our local Upper Allen Fire Department. And she and her husband are that. And that's a family tradition. That's, my husband's done that. My father and my brother have done the fire company thing. I was always involved more on a social side, not on the firefighting side. And so she's got this event planned. She went after sponsors as far as for raffle prizes and stuff. So we shall see. It looks like an amazing event. It really does.
You know, Zimmerman's been there for 60 years. You're a staple in the community. So these community events are in my opinion, are like one of the most important things Zimmerman's can do. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. When you have someone stop you in the grocery store and thank you for... I also work with a local charity. It's called New Hope Ministries. It's something I've been doing with the kids since they were really young. And I personally am on the board of that organization now. And we have done several events for them. And someone stopped me and thanked me at the grocery store. I didn't even know who they were, but they obviously knew who I was. And for what everything we were doing as a company for New Hope Ministries, that alone was like, great. Okay, they are watching. You wonder sometimes, you really do.
The listener's going to know when we're recording this. This Friday, I'm going to San Antonio, and I'm doing a live Town Hall Academy on community. It's an event called CarFest, and I'm going to be there. And it's all about doing repairs for people that can't afford to do the repairs. They take over this convention center. They bring in 20 lifts. It's an amazing, amazing community event that is all about the awareness of automotive repair. Because the public comes in, watches it get done. There's seminars to attend. I've known about it. I did an episode with the founder of it a while back, and he invited me to come out and hang out. And I've got some really cool things planned, and I'm really looking forward to figuring out how this thing is done, because I hope one day Mark Kola will either franchise this thing out or something, because it's an unbelievable two-day event, a Saturday and a Sunday down in San Antonio. Anyway, thanks for talking about community, Julie. Thank you so much. Jim, give Carly some kudos for something she's implemented in the company.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call implemented, but Carly is the light of this business. Her communications between the techs in the front and even our customers. I mean, the amount of compliments that we get to have some smiley face up front and always eager and ready to please has really been the biggest asset. We haven't really scheduled any events. It's fairly new to me. Hearing about a lot of this, people doing the STEM programs and breaks and breasts and things like that. We talk about it every year. This year, we're probably going to do something, maybe a woman's clinic here. And Carly can head that up because she has good connections.
Excellent. By the way, the Breaks for Breasts program this year, I think, broke all records, and it continues to grow and be very, very successful. And it's a great program to get behind, especially it happens every October, I believe. Yes, every October. We'll continue to talk about it as the time comes by. So I heard communications is a really important thing. Jeff, you had mentioned that a little while ago. I do think we mentioned earlier, but I want to hit it one more time. And I think to know the role of your daughter, any family member inside the business. And what I've always known, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, this is my question to you. How critical is it for you to be sure that your team knows what's planned with your daughter?
We have a family business. My younger brother, Jason, has been with me for about 21 of our 22 years. And before my kids were, you know, they were little babies. You know, it was the plan would be if something happened to Jeff, then Jason would be the one. And so as they grew older and become more involved in the business, it was very important that I expressed my desires and changed our planning and all that kind of stuff, you know, on paper. I think it's critical. It's interesting to see that, you know, we don't have a lot of turnover in our management team, and they've all, you know, found space to include Lauren and her brother as well. They're both going to be very important if something were to ever happen and, you know, things change quickly. But I think they've both represented me very well and their mother and our family, you know, in the business. And it's really important that they have that respect and they build that on their own. And I see that happening, and I get it validated when I'm away from the kids and I talk to different people. It's like, wow, I just get some great feedback. And so it's encouraging. I think we're heading in the right direction.
So your team knows Carly's role and eventually
Absolutely.
What you have planned.
Absolutely. Excellent. I mean, my theory is, I mean, lately the few people that we've had replaced, trying to find younger people to hire. We have a good solid foundation with Carly and more her age group, so they can grow together in the business. And you know, it's known Carly's going to take it over someday. So it's something that everybody is happy with, and they all get together. And I mean, it's amazing what she really does. I mean, this weekend's at, you know, what'd you do this weekend? I hung out with Nate and hung out with, you know, this guy. And you know, it's just they have their own little clique or friendships that go above and beyond the business. So it's cool that she can hang out and talk and you know, on a weekends with everybody. And she's just forming her own little clique of people, or her own, I shouldn't use clique, I guess, but her own team of people that she can talk to, and it's all people that work here. So it's all good.
I have a question. One of the things that I've come across when I've talked to other business owners, even in other industries, in how the parents deal with their kids in the workplace, and I'll tell you quickly how what my answer is, but does Jackie and Carly, do they keep normal hours? Do they have normal benefits as everybody else? Or are they able to come and go and have freedom? Because that's one of the things that's been important to me, is that both of our kids, they have 2 weeks vacation. They follow all the same procedures. They punch in and out. They have the same expectations as everybody else. And that's one interesting thing that I don't think is universal in every business in other industries as well. So I'm curious to hear, you know, from you guys how you handle that.
Jackie does have regular hours. I think that's important. I think at first she thought that she could maybe have the privilege of not having regular hours. However, in Jackie's case, though, she keeps regular hours, but she'll often have a breakfast meeting, so she will not show up till say like 10 o'clock. And so what I tried to show her is, if you're not going to be there, just tell your staff the night before, hey, I'm not going to be in till 10 tomorrow morning. This is why. Not that you're really responsible to them. It's just a knowing where you're at. Or I'm out over lunch right now. I have a ladies' luncheon or something that she does. Jackie does a lot of events with the local chamber, especially. And there seems to be a lot of events that she's in and out. But I told her it's just so important to tell people. And I said, and when you leave during the day, say goodbye to your staff. Don't just walk out. And, oh, my God, where's she at? Well, oh. She must have left. say goodbye.
No, Carly, she likes to take vacations. She's, you know, and I don't want to take that away from her either. So it's, she gets a little more freedom than anyone else, but she's here diligently every day. She's here at 7:30. She doesn't leave sometimes till 6:30. She gets her work done. She does it, you know, does it without complaining. But the vacations, I, you know, recently had to sit down with her and, you know, you got to stop going on vacation. You do more vacations. But I like that life experience for her. I like her to be independent. I like her to be able to do things. But you're right, Jeff. You know, and Judy, is there's got to be some responsibility and accountability to be here and not be treated, you know, treated any differently than anyone else or be part of the team like everybody else.
It's the privilege question. I know, and it doesn't work. It just truly doesn't work if you're looking to grow and maintain the respect inside the business that they wouldn't, as you said, punch the clock at the same benefit program. And it's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up. I think it's huge. Hey, and finally, Jeff, I want to talk about one of the things that you're doing so well inside the business and also with your family is financial stewardship.
Yeah, I think that was something that as we prepared for this meeting, and I was going back and thinking about some of the tests and some of the conversations I've had with my daughter and son-in-law, as well as my son and his wife, is didn't make a conscious decision to have a formal conversation with Lauren about her personal financial statement and her situation. But it's been absolutely critical to me to know that she can manage her own finances. And now she's still a newlywed. They've only been married now a couple of years. And there's a lot that, and they own their own home. They're very responsible. And I think that it's very, very important to me to know that she can manage her own personal financial situation and budget, prioritize, and not get into debt and do these things. But it was just kind of, as I was preparing for the conversation today, I thought about it. It's like, you know, that's really important to me. I can't have somebody take over the company that could not manage their own financials and expect them to be successful. So it was kind of just an interesting observation I had when I was getting ready. It's like, yeah, we've been talking a lot about that. And she probably did. Maybe she realizes it. Maybe she doesn't. I don't think I really even realize how much of our conversations we talk about that. They're planning and their sacrifice, saving and prioritizing and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's really important for a parent to know that their child can manage their own finances before you'd ever, you know, let them steer the big ship.
Such a great point. Stress at home comes to work. And sometimes work is the crutch for home. And we do some wrong things at work to cover home and vice versa. Great point. Wow. Good for you. Hey, thanks for being here, you guys. I so appreciate it. Jim Paiva from Elite Auto Repair, Judy Zimmerman from Zimmerman's Automotive, Mechanicsburg, PA, and Jeff Matt from Victory, Minneapolis and Points South. Florida, right? Florida?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I love it. I think when I interviewed you first, I think you were just opening the Florida store, and I said, hey, I got a place to go now.
Yeah. You haven't been here yet.
No, I know. I haven't been there. I was actually in Florida a couple of weeks ago, but again, when I go down, it's like it's orchestrated. So, appreciate you coming on and having the bookend for the Family Succession Part 2 as we interviewed your daughters in Episode 401. So thank you so, so much for being here.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.